When I was a kid, I used to be afraid of the monster under my bed. I'd toss and turn all night, afraid that one day it would take me. For years, just the thought of it gave me nightmares. But as I got older, I let go of that fear, or so I thought. When I started middle school, I was bullied for my fascination with insects. My dad is an entomologist, so he got me interested at a young age. This fascination earned me the nickname of Roach Girl after I caught a roach during class. That's when I realized that the monsters aren't under my bed. They're all around me. And in high school, the bullying got worse. The monsters there would attack you for the smallest thing, like staring too long, not giving homework answers, or even just saying no. I'm surprised most people can't see through their handcrafted disguises. Those painted-on faces, fake smiles, and pretend emotions are all designed to fool you into thinking they're good. You know, the kind of monster that records a fight rather than breaking it up? The ones that have no shame hurting people. I thought I could fight back to expose them. I mean, the world would be better without them, right? I tried to fight fire with fire, but there are too many. So I gave up. For months, I felt like a failure and I couldn't sleep. Then one night, it happened again. I felt that old urge to check under my bed. I was horrified by what I saw. A nearly perfect figure of myself. But the image twisted. It was awful looking and had teeth that could bite someone in half. That's when I realized that monsters truly are everywhere. They are all around me because I was one too. I am the monster under my bed.